Now to the humanitarian situation in Yemen, which has been experiencing a civil war since 2015. The country has been largely closed off by Saudi Arabia, but just yesterday, aid workers and much-needed supplies were allowed into Yemen for the first time in weeks. There are also regular detentions of journalists and activists. Getting word out about them is difficult, but a group of mothers of the missing is trying. NPR's Ruth Sherlock recently met with a few of them.
A protest by mothers of the disappeared in Yemen. This video shows them banging spoons and plates on the street. Activists and journalists who criticize militias are routinely imprisoned on both sides of the war. But it's especially true in the capital, Sana'a. That's under the control of Houthi rebels and allied militias. Human Rights Watch has tracked dozens who've been arrested, and the mothers say there are many more. Since the protests aren't enough to get them released, some of these mothers crossed the front lines and many checkpoints to meet me and a small number of other reporters in Marib, a city on the government side. This woman's son was arrested at a checkpoint. He was a freshman in college studying journalism. She says all he did was speak out on social media.
The charge against him is that he published his thoughts and opinions on Facebook.
She says he's treated terribly in the prison.
He eats the rotten food or whatever leftovers the guards give him. Now he's in solitary confinement, in the dark.
She asks not to be named because just coming to meet us was a risky decision. The mothers say that speaking with the international media could make them targets when they go back. But they hope it will help. In one of the most prominent cases in 2015, the militias arrested 9 journalists from a hotel in Sana'a. The journalists had been using the hotel as their office after it had become too dangerous to go to their newsrooms. Amina Al-Ayashi's son, Tawfiq, was one of the journalists that was taken. She says it took her 4 months to find her son. When she eventually tracked him down, he was in a jail for people being held without trial.
Tawfiq was in agony, and he was tired.
She breaks down into tears. She says Tawfiq is weak from torture. Lots of the mothers I spoke to had stories of torture. Their sons are beaten and deprived of sleep. Sometimes the guards play cruel games. One tells me her son was made to stand barefoot on an open can of tuna for hours. Journalists are seen as being especially dangerous criminals. Ayashi's family says they once got access to her son by lying to the prison guards about who they were coming to see. The mothers I met are all part of the Abductees Mothers Association. That's a group formed to help the families through all this. One of the women who asked not to be named explained their mission. In the protests, they carry fake corpses on stretchers. They bring the children of the prisoners with them. It can be dangerous. Sometimes even the bus drivers get arrested for just taking them to the demonstrations. But the women say they will keep on protesting. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News, Marib.